wondering just the way that they're continuing to evolve me. In other words, continuing to open up to my true association, to my true vibration. The more that we can all do that continuously throughout the day, throughout time, throughout the duration, we're going to find our place of excellence. So in other words, they're reminding us to no longer be looking down. In other words, to no longer be functioning out of a very sort of unconscious demeanor. So we all sort of go on automatic. You know, we have things to do, we have places to go. And it's almost like all unconscious. It's sort of like the way we don't know if we lock the door or not because we're not really aware, we're not really present. So they're reminding us to return again and again and again to the sacred heart, because that heart is expanding and that heart is opening and that heart is reaching new levels of existence. So when we keep operating out of that lower domain, out of that lower consciousness, out of the mental, we're missing the opportunity to evolve. We're missing the opportunity to go beyond the past consciousness. So when we think about, you know, there's a war out there, there are a couple of wars out there, that war energy is from dualism, it's from the conflict, it's from the ego, it's from judgment, good, bad, all day long, all day long. So we're opening up a new sentence, we're opening up a new page, we're opening up a new broadcast. And so it's out of this new broadcast, it's out of this new consciousness that peace will be restored, because we're bringing peace to the self, we're bringing awakening consciousness in droves. And so when they said in droves, I kind of wasn't expecting that word, but it makes a lot of sense. Because this is not like Pony Express. This is not going to take a really long amount of time. It may, in terms of the world consciousness shifting, but in terms of our own dear hearts, in other words, what we can expect, what we can claim, what we can arrive at, this is the place of miracles. This is the place of true understanding. This is the place of graduation for all to see. And so when they're saying for all to see, it's for us to see ourselves in our new allocation, in our new vibration, in our new frequency, in our new broadcast. So when I'm receiving all of us, including myself, I feel very, very, very large. I feel so much larger than that little petite woman that first began the transmission. Because this is my true essence, this is my true worth, this is my true establishment. And I am just a mirror. So there's nothing special going on over here that's not included for each of us. So allow ourselves to go beyond normal circumstance, typical consciousness, and allow the pulsation of the heart to continue to increase. That pulsation of the heart, we want to remember that there's great wisdom. There's great joy, our I am presence. It's like all within, all waiting to be advanced, all waiting to be claimed. So imagine like a surprise party and you're hiding behind the couch and it's like, when are they gonna come in? I can shout surprise. In essence, that's sort of like our divine self. It's waiting to shout. It's waiting to join with our sacred heart. It's waiting to awaken. It's waiting for each of us to be aware. So now is the time of graduation. Now is the time of they're saying like great surprise, grand splendor. But what I get from that is it's not like a tiny little drop. There's just so much that for us to enjoy that we cannot even fathom. So just imagine you got this amazing package and it was a present and it's like extremely valuable and everything that you would want, and it's just waiting for you, but you haven't opened up yet. It's like the driver put it behind your shed and you don't even know it's there. That in essence is what we're doing. We're opening up to our true lifestyle. We're opening up to our true understanding of self. We're opening up our eyes wide. So our eyes wide, they want to remind us that the physical eyes do not see truth. It just sees form with lower consciousness. So when we open up our spiritual eyes, when we open up our heart, we see the truth beyond. We find our right place. We establish grace by our side. And we open up to a new awareness of self. So it's out of this new awareness that life on earth is going to change. It's not going to change without us. It's not going to change without each of us establishing this new arrival, establishing this new consciousness, operating from the heart, staying present rather than mental, opening up to this energy of high voltage assurance. When they said high voltage, there was this, I don't know what you want to call it, but I'm going to call it like a Shazam or whatever. It's like an increase. It's an allocation. It's an offering. It's an assignment. So they're saying it's an offering. So it's like we were offered a gift, but we want to remember that gift is also a spiritual assignment because it's what we agreed to carry out. So we want to remember when we took this incarnation, coming from higher dimensional existence, coming from, you know, enlightened states and other lifetimes, it's like we're here to bring forth the very best. So how we think of ourselves in terms of our linear life, anything where, how would I say this? It's sort of like, almost like opening up a coat or a sweater or whatever. It's like a beautiful coat and it's a beautiful sweater, but wait till you see what I'm wearing underneath. Wait till you see what I'm wearing inside. So in essence, that's what our linear personal life has been. It's like interesting, it's nice, but what else is inside? What else is ready to bring forth? What else is ready to assert? And so the more that we understand this, it's like we're still in the body, we're still on earth, but we're functioning from a higher awareness. And out of this new consciousness, out of this new awareness, we create the ascended earth. We create our new awareness. We create our new consciousness. We create our new life. So we want to remember that the masters are in attendance. Now, when they're saying masters, they're not referring to the masters on the other side of the veil. They're referring to each of us. So we want to remember we came from higher dimensional platforms. We're opening up to grace. We're opening up what we do best. So the more that we understand, there's nobody here that hasn't gone through this process before. It's very, they're saying easy. I really kind of want to edit them because I personally don't always find it easy, but it's easy in the sense that I know what they're saying. It's sort of like our mind is convinced it's going to take 30 years in a meditative cave or whatever it is. And so we've already done that. So that's not what this is about. This is remembering the new energies are here. The new paradigm is here. The new grand display is here as we will involve ourselves, as we will step forth, as we will open up forthright. So again, opening up that heart, listening to that intuition, and allowing ourselves to turn the page. So remembering old consciousness, old way of struggling, walking around the day, judging myself and everyone else, that's the old page. We don't need to do any that anymore because now we're functioning out of the heart and we want to remember everything we offer another, we're offering ourselves. What we're offering ourselves, higher or lower, good or bad, positive or negative, we're going to bless or hurt another. So allow yourselves to advance strongly. So the strongly is, okay, I'm in. Okay, no more deliberation, no more hesitation. Whatever needs to shift, whatever needs to change, so I'm in the driver's seat. In other words, I'm in my divine appointment. I'm aligned with what my soul came to present, came to demonstrate, came to show, came to assert. And so the more that we say, yes, please, the more that we say, I'm all in, that's all it requires. But you want to remember, when I'm all in, that means any of, how would I say that, like whatever we're doing that is not in alignment with our divine assignment, with our divine self, that's going to become very apparent. So in essence, like what was working yesterday, why won't he call me back? What's going on? So the more that we can trust our heart, the more that we can trust our divine assignment, maybe we don't need him to call us back after all. So in other words, we're shifting to a new dimension. We're shifting to a new reality. And so we want to remember that reality is what we want most of all. And they're showing me the universe card. And that universe card is just fantastic. But I'm kind of seeing it in, it's like not flat. It's almost like the universe. It's startling. It's stupendous. It's wonderful. I'm just going to say it's magical. And I really mean that. They're like these energies that just feel very, I'm going to use the word magical, but they feel very potent. That's what I mean by magic. They feel like when we agree to them, it's almost like having turbocharge or laser focus or the ability to set ourselves upright. So again, all is serving the higher self. Whatever is in alignment with our higher self, when we say yes to our assignment, when we say yes to our new growth, to our new increase, the quickness, that's what I want to say, the quickness in which all this will now occur is phenomenal. And I'm saying phenomenal so that we understand where we're going, but what they're actually saying is essential. So on the one hand, it's phenomenal compared to how we've been living our life up to now, but it's essential in that if we stay as a planet, as a human consciousness collective, in lower consciousness, we kind of all know where that's going. You know, it's sort of like war consciousness, you know, and so when we have this extraordinary energy that's empowering everything even more, and we're offering war consciousness, and we all do it. Until you're enlightened, you're doing it. And so the more that we can take responsibility for that, the more that we can water our own flowers, meaning opening up to the light, opening up to the heart, opening up to our new way of existence. There are going to be waterfalls. And so when they're saying waterfalls, it's like what we're growing in, what we're understanding. It's like the blessings come inside to be received, and then they fan out. And then they touch one and all. And then they heal our own wounds. And then they offer that healing for all to witness. So we want to remember we're all one. So as we're healing, as we're growing, as we're graduating, all that is being offered to the collective for all to witness, for all to agree to, for all to see. So allow yourselves, they're saying to be troubled. It's a weird word. They don't mean trouble. They mean allow yourselves to like take the time, take the trouble to assert your new authority, to assert your new light, to assert your new freedom. And remember, the freedom is in the consciousness you keep. Like instead of the company you keep, the consciousness you keep. Receive your true worth, your true value. Be restored in wholeness now. And so it is.